Okay, we'll move on. So there's new birth seen in the life of the Thessalonians in chapter 1. We get another idea of that's a part of the great salvation in terms of what happened to them. And I'm looking particularly at verse 9, where it says, "And now how ye turned to God from idols." Part of the understanding of salvation is not only that we were dead and in need of quickening to be made alive, but the Bible tells us that we were away from God, we were at enmity with God, we were serving other gods. Now you might say, and you might think in your mind, because we are in a modern Western society that we live, that we don't carve out something out of a tree or melt something into a statue out of gold or silver. But we are living in a world right now where idolatry is paramount. And who can tell me what the chief idol is that is particularly in Western culture? Money, that's one. But even more so than money, because even poor people do this.
Following your dreams.
Yeah, self. The worship of self is the number one idolatry that's going on today. How does it manifest? Real quick. How does that show up? How about the selfie? Right? How about Facebook? Twitter? What's happening in those social media? And believe me, I'm not putting them down. I'm just pointing out something that you may not have been aware of. When you think about those things, all of those technologies and all of those social media ideas, what they do is emphasize me, what I'm doing, where I'm going, where I've been, look at me. So I am so absorbed with myself that the idol now that I'm worshiping is me. What we have to realize is that God wants no rivals. He wants no rivals in our hearts and in our affections. He says, they heard these glad tidings that, you know what, you're dead in trespasses and sin. And now he says, you know what, get away from all of those things that are in the place of me. And instead of being at enmity with me and fighting against me and going against me, he says, I want you to be reconciled to me. And so reconciliation is a big doctrine. That's a part of our great salvation. And reconciliation means to make things right and to be at peace. Where at one time we were at enmity with God, we had things in our lives that rival His authority and His place in our lives, because it's, whether it's money, whether it's me, whether it's power, whether it's any of these things that take the place of God in my affections and my desires. And you know how you know what it is? You know what it is when you ask yourself, or when you evaluate for yourself, what am I thinking about when I don't have to think about anything? See, most of us go to work, some of us go to school, some of us, you know, have jobs that are, you know, very taxing. And so when I'm at work, I'm focused on my work. When I'm at school, I'm focusing on my schoolwork, and I'm trying to get it done, and I'm trying to learn the material so that I can pass the exam. And so when I'm thinking about those things, I'm thinking about those things. But what am I thinking about when I don't have to think about anything? And that will be an inkling of what might be your idol, what might be my idol. The things that I'm thinking about when I don't have to think about anything. The Lord wants no rivals. He says, I have removed the enmity. I removed the thing that separates us, and I brought about reconciliation. And so these believers at Thessalonica, they turn to God, and they realize how great he is, how amazing he is. And so what happens? All the other things couldn't rival him any longer. It says they turned to God. They were reconciled to God. And being reconciled to God, they, by extension, put away everything else that would rival him in their hearts and their affections so that they could live fully in service to God. That's how we get to be contagious, is that our whole lives is dedicated to serving the God who saves us. Now I know you're thinking, because I used to think this too, is that, oh, does that mean I have to be a full-time servant? No. Does it mean I have to be a missionary? No. It means that every moment of my experience, wherever I am, what is mindful to me is I belong to God. And how can I serve him? So it transforms my work experience. We just had this in our local meeting just last Sunday. It transforms my work experience because now I realize I don't just work for the man. That's a U.S. colloquialism. I don't just work for my boss, but I work to serve the Lord. If I'm an employer, if I employ people, I don't employ them just because I can and I treat them as if they're my slaves or servants. He says you treat them because you both have a master in heaven. It transforms my way of approaching everything. So he says in Colossians, whatsoever you do, because I'm now in relationship with the true and living God, I do it as a service to him. Whatsoever. So that means if I'm playing soccer, playing basketball, whatever I'm doing, is what's mindful to me, how can I bring honor and respect and reverence to the one who saved me, to the one who's loved me? That is how we get to the place of being contagious Christians.
How about any of you? You have any comments to add or thoughts or questions at this time?